Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. CY, fake magazine.com. Fresh intelligent. Words like a reverend. Champagne like Evelyn. Campaign intelligent. Prevalent evidence. I'm murdering the game. It's my style, my sling. I burn, I bang, I say, I pillage. Minnesota Viking, burn a dying village with a bang of an ice cream. Yes, I'ma kill it in the quote champagne. Y'all old niggas just some eggs in the skillet. Front, back, side to side. With your girl, different strokes. Like, what you talking about? Sick with the words, coughing out millions. Late night playwright, see the fresh villain. Left for dead on the box, thinking about killing. The children of the corn that don't speak with no villains. Shotgun bang for you corny ass children. As I watch stars through a translucent ceiling. Telling me they envy. I just play my part hard, I should get an Emmy. Back to America with that Javi Joe fur furl with a semi. Auto American Hemi Piper. Burberry print looking like Rowdy Piper. Bang in the trunk like the DC sniper. I always got balls like a 25 to lifer. You better keep your eyes up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. SpateRadio.com. Today is June 16th, man. Who we got on the line? High Def, right?
Yes, it is. Hey, what up, Spate Radio listeners? I'm on the line.
What's going on? 312. Who's that on the line? What's going on?
Oh yeah, this is Hakeem Ade from Chi-Town.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Chilling, man. How y'all doing?
Good, good, good. What's going on, man?
Man, I'm amped to hear about this cat craze. Cray 730, because this cat is hot, man, for real. I checked him out, and they got this joint called Last Man Standing. Him, Fred Godson, Godson, and Charlie Clips. And I'm telling
you,
it's that joint right there, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, crazy 730. Yeah, he kind of reminds me of DMX a little bit with his, because his voice is so rough.
Real raspy, like.
Yeah, yeah. So he's going to be calling in, man, most definitely in a few minutes, man. I tried to actually get the song, but I couldn't get it in time enough for the show, you know, so the people could hear it. But I'm definitely going to play it. Maybe not today, but on the next show. So what's going on with you, man?
Oh, man, nothing, man. Just getting ready to do a little jump off here, man, and getting back into radio out this way, man, and doing some things with WGBX. I don't know if I could... should be saying, like, stations or nothing like that, but I'm just glad to be, you know, politicking with y'all, man, because you guys have been doing big things, man. I like what y'all do, man, and how y'all get down every night when y'all do what you do on Spat Radio, man, with Spat Magazine and everything that you got going on in the pot. I think pretty much y'all killing them, man, everybody.
Thank
right
you,
now.
Man.
Like they got to respect
that.
Yeah, they got to respect what y'all doing, man, because we out here in Chicago, we peeping what's happening, man, and we got our eyes on y'all. We know that what y'all do is thorough.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it. But I think we got my man Crazy 730 on the line. What's up, man?
Yo, what's going on, my G? What's going on?
What's the dilly?
What's up?
Ain't nothing, man. Head grind right now, heavy grind up in Blockwork Studios, you know, just putting in that work as usual.
All right, that's what's up. We got a couple of people on the line. We got High Def, and we got my dude from Chicago. You can say what's up to them.
All right, what's good? My people from Chicago, what's good? High Def, how you?
What's up? How you doing?
Chilling, just grinding, you know. Heavy movement over here in the BX.
That's what's up, man. So for those that may not be familiar, we was just talking about the joint Last Man Standing that you got with Fred the Godson and Charlie Clips and everything, but for those that may not be familiar with your music, tell them a little bit about you and how you got started in the music game and everything.
Man, I got started, man. My man, actually one of my boys, his uncle's Dougie Fresh, and that's just really like what got me inspired to rap. That was a while ago, you know what I mean? Like just hanging around the crew and hanging around my niggas that used to rhyme. They had a little deal and all that. And then I'm just started rhyming, you know what I mean, as a part of the team, and just got better and better until I started really taking it serious. then started dealing with Shaka Don and Latanya Blige, which is Mary's sister. They was managing me for a while, you know, doing a couple shows here and there. Then from there, I just really started doing stuff on my own. My people, my man Dro Minotti, J Notes, you know what I mean? They used to be with Casino Studios, Stop the Bank Records. Was dealing with them for a while. Just formed my own team, really, with, like, drawing notes. Just making moves, you know, dealing with Reg Rock. He does, like, a lot of showcases and a lot of, like, stuff with radio. So dealt with him for a while and eventually started dealing with my homegirl, BX Nena, with the Real Hip Hop Junkie website. And we was making a couple moves here and there. And boom, ended up in block work, and here it is. Just making moves now, more moves, you know, more progress every time.
So you're part of Blockwork, which is part of Fred the Godson, right?
Right. Blockwork is a movement over here, Blockwork ENT, and it's got Fred the God over here, Remo the Hitmaker, myself, you know, Papers is running with us, got my niggas, you know, there's a lot of things going on over here. Friend, real family type orientated, you know what I mean? Everybody's fam over here. When they Charlie Clips come through all the time, that's fam. DNA, Cortez, Math Hoffa, my nigga Goods, you know, just everybody really. Like a lot of people that deal with the battle rap scene, a lot of people that deal with the music game. Corey Guns is here all the time. Just everybody. Like it's a lot of people, a lot of Bronx Movement, Harlem. BK, everything's really united. A lot of shit comes through here. You know, a lot of the websites, everybody, Grind Season, Spate, you know what I mean? Spate, y'all holler at your boy all the time, you know what I mean? I'll be making sure I send y'all that fire first. As soon as I get it ready, whatever I'm ready to drop, you know, I'll make sure I send it to y'all.
Make sure.
Yeah, definitely, you know what I mean? It's just real crazy over here.
Yeah, we was with Fred the God like last week or the week before.
We did an interview
with him in Times Square.
That's what up. Okay.
Yeah. So are you working on a mixtape right now or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm working on, this mixtape. It's called Active Get Laid Down. Again, considering changing the title, but that's supposed to be the name, Active Get Laid Down Volume 1. It's really like me with a lot of features, you know, featuring like a lot of people that I deal with in the game, all my peoples, my peers, you know what I mean? Just showing the unity that I got with everybody, and I have a couple solo joints on there also, and then just moving, you know, just one step at a time. Got Fred, you know, Fred doing the Big Bronx Reloaded mixtape, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you guys are getting a lot of love on the radio, like national radio, you know, so
come back.
How did K Slade come about showing you guys so much love? Because he's a hard person to get through to.
Actually, Slade, man, I can never forget Slade. He's the one that got shit popping for me right now. Like, he got shit real, you know what I mean? I sent him the exclusive first, and he popped it off on Shady 4-5, and he popped it off on Hot 9-7, you know what I mean? So, like, that's like, one of the DJs that I always looked up to and always respected. Like, out of all the DJs in the game, Slay is the one that I always, like, yo, when I get on, well, I got to get on, I got to get shit to Slay. Like, once you get on Slay, to me, that's how I used to think, like, and that's how I still think. Like, once you get on Slay, you know what I mean, you make the moves, because he got the streets on lock, you know what I mean? Like, the streets, he got the industry, they heavily respect him, you know what I mean? And he does his grind for the past 10 years plus, you know what I mean? And I say plus because I know Slay been doing it for longer than that, way longer than that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Words. So, but I just hollered at him on Twitter constantly. I had a joint I did with Mice on, Lord Tariq, my nigga Dro Notes, my homeboy Knight from Tough City. Notes made the beat. It was called Bronx Is Back, actually. And I was really, like, pushing that song for a little while. And Slay, I was hollering at him about it. And then finally I did the Last Man Stand. As soon as I did that, like, the next day I hollered at him. Once I got the mix, I hollered at him. Yo, Slay, I got this joint called Last Man with Fred and Clips, produced by Vinny Idol, you know. I'm hollering at you first. Let me know what you want to do. And he hit me back like, yo, send me the joint. I'm going to spin it tomorrow. And then there we went. From the mall, He spun it the following day on Shady. Then the following day after that, he played it on Hot 9. Then that weekend, he played it again. Following week, he called us up. We went up to his show on Shady 45, Street Sweeper Radio. We went up there, did the interview, me, Fred, and Clips. And just been keeping in contact with Slay Heavy. You know what I mean? Just seen him the other night, like 2 days ago. So he's heavy. You know what I mean? Actually, Slay is going to be hosting the mixtape. That's okay. Really, like, that's exclusive. Nobody, like, I'm just letting it out now, you know?
Okay.
Yeah,
right,
Slay's hosting a mixtape.
That's a good look. Well, anybody else have any questions? I'm kind of talking a lot right here.
First, holler at your boy.
I came from Ade from Chicago. I got a quick question for you.
Definitely.
Go ahead.
Yeah, first and foremost, I just want to say I respect what you do. You're pretty thorough on what you do, and I'm loving the Last Man Standing joint.
But with
your vocals, man, and I know, like how you got high vocals, right? And then I know you got to get, like, some crazy comparisons to, like, everybody from DMX to maybe even Ja. How do you even take that, like, if cats come at you with that and kind of, you know, because that could kind of, like, disrespect you. In a sense, but lyrically, man, for me, you kind of, you know, smashing both of them cats combined.
All right. Good looking. I really take it as a compliment, you know what I mean? Because that's a lane that hasn't been filled for a while. Like, only them two got that lane. And for people to put me in that lane with them, with that, you know what I mean, that grimy and that gritty voice type, and just the way I be flowing, like, you know, I take the comparison as a compliment. I don't get upset about it or nothing. I know it's gonna come because it's natural. My voice is just grimy. Ain't nothing I could do about it. You know what I mean? So once I get loud on the vocals on the track, it just gets like that. You know what I mean? So it's nothing bad. I don't take it in a bad way or anything. Like, you know, vocals is like when you listen to my music is totally different from them. You know what I mean? My voice, once you really sit down and listen, it's like, oh, okay, he really don't sound like them. Like, I got songs that y'all gonna hear that y'all like, yo, this dude, he don't even sound like them. Like, it's just his flow is totally different, and the way I get my whole point across is different. Like, I don't speak about, I might speak in a similar, you know, line of stuff that they say, but not exactly everything is the same. You know what I mean? I don't try to copy nobody. I just, if you hear, I don't flow like them. You know what I mean? I just do me. You know what I mean? I don't even really try to think about it too much. I don't think about it like, you know what I mean? I take it as a compliment.
Okay.
Take it as that's my lane. I'm getting that. You know what I mean? About to take that.
Okay. All right. That's what's up, man. So what are some of your goals as far as, you know, what you want to accomplish? Are you looking to get signed to a major label? Are you just looking to do the indie thing for a while?
Yeah, really like the indie thing. That's what I'm trying to do right now. You know what I mean? I've been trying for a while, so it's like now I've been getting a lot of progress on my own. It's like, why look up to them? That's what they really want. They want you to do all the work yourself, and then they want to come like, oh, okay, I got you. It's good. What you need now, it's like, let me do what I do. Let me get the little bidding war going on or something. You know what I mean? Let me get it hot. Y'all want to come and holler at me, we can holler. I got Lay 'Em Down Records. You know what I mean? That's my own company. So if anything, it would have to be a joint deal, you know what I mean? And it's not a deal. I want, like, a distribution type shit, you know what I mean? I want to be able to do what I want to do with it, have total control, because I got producers under me, you know what I mean? MacGyver, Legendary Hits, my cousin Legend, you know what I mean? Jay Knows, like I said, my nigga Drominati, he still rock with me. Superb, you know what I mean? Like, my team, I got a lot of producers that rock with me, and like, I want everybody to eat. You know what I mean? And then as well as block work, they helping me with everything. So, you know, I'm not a greedy person. I want everybody to have a piece of the pie. I just want to be successful. You know what I mean? I'm like Drake. I just want to be successful, baby. She's saying.
All right.
Everybody.
Most definitely. Okay, you have any, I know you have a show coming up. What is it, like June 24th?
Yeah, the 24th. We got a show at Coconuts in the Bronx. It's gonna be a nice venue, Real Live Entertainment. My man, K Gordon, they got that set up. Fred the God is gonna be on the bill with me. You know, the whole block work team, me, Fred the God, Papers, my homeboy Sensei, Official Gat, they on the bill. You know what I mean? It's going to be a real nice BX look. You know what I mean? Not just for the BX. You know what I mean? I just say that because a lot of the artists is from the BX that's representing. But, you know, we got other people that's coming through. My homeboy Cortez, he's from Brooklyn. He does his thing on the battle scene heavy. You know what I mean? And he got songs. I did a hook for my man Cortez on his mixtape and shit. A song with him and Math and Clips. So that's crazy.
I think a show like that is really important for New York hip hop. I think that's one of the things that's really wrong why a lot of people feel like a lot of New York artists fell off is because they don't come together and do events like that.
Yeah, they got it. It's like I try to deal with everybody that's united, you know what I mean? Because the Bronx, they don't give the Bronx a lot of love, you know what I mean? So we got to stay, like, united, and we got to stay close. My homeboy, my son, that nigga be coming through all the time. That's my G, like, you know what I mean? I've been dealing with them for a while. And everybody's united. Sensei, like I said, it's just everybody that's making noise from the Bronx is all united. And not for nothing, a lot of this comes through block work too, you know what I mean?
He got it.
Black Wall Street, definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
My son signed with Black Wall, with Game and them.
You know,
that's my peoples too. I was dealing with them for a while, about 2 years back. New Jersey Devil, Slick, his brother Slick, those my niggas, you know what I mean? Johnny Hooks, those my niggas, like, they got the spot out in Atlantic City, the Black Wall Street. I went through there a couple times and hooked up with them. Those, like I've been dealing with people for a while, you know what I mean, trying to make moves. So it's just all coming together now, man. And the New Jersey Devil numbers even from the Bronx originally, you know what I mean? A lot of people probably don't even know that. Those my niggas. Word. So it's like, we heavy. Yeah, we heavy, you know what I mean? It's just make that move now.
Okay, hold on 1 second. We got another caller. 347, what's the dilly, man? What's going on?
Yo.
Who's this?
Hey, what's good, my nigga?
What's going on?
It's Craze.
Yo, what up, Craze? What up? It's my nigga, K. Gordon. K. His name is Craze, too. He's the reason I'm Craze A730.
That's my taller brother.
Word up, man. That's my G right there. Me and Craze go back, way back.
I'm just showing that I'm listening, and love is love on the 24th. Thank you for the love. And like
know
you
it,
said,
man.
Like you said, we put it together, and I had to reach out to my dude because he's been doing it for a long time.
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I got to put something out there about the 24th. The Gallery Lounge, they fronted on us. They fronted on my people. They said that we couldn't come together and do this without no problems. It's a hip-hop crowd, and we're going to show them on the 24th with everybody that's coming through that we can do it, and we're going to keep doing it and bring it back to the Bronx.
Yeah,
man, it's really important that you know that we keep doing events like this because that's what is missing right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
But we've been doing it, you know what I mean? Shout out to my nigga Vague from Grind Season. He be doing the battles and all that, you know what I mean? And his events don't never nothing pop off. He had a nice one at Mimosa, you know what I mean? We didn't get to get in and all that, but, you know, that's not on him. And the whole situation, like, everything was still pieced out, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, he had it packed to capacity, and it was a still peace event, no beef, no fights, no problems, you know what I mean? So only problem there was the NYPD harassing, you know what I mean? Other than that, it was still a good event. So that's crazy to show that we just got it under control and we trying to keep it like that.
Most definitely, man. That's important, man.
And this one on the 24th is going to be the same, baby, under control and a real good turnout because this bill is crazy. Whole Bronx and I'm sure a lot more of the boroughs, everybody's going to be there, Queens, Brooklyn, Harlem, everybody.
Yeah, man, we got to show them that we can maintain. We can, you know, because you know what happened at the Drake joint? Yesterday, they shut his show down, his free show, because dudes was throwing chairs and all types of stuff.
I didn't even know about that. I know he was going to have the free show, but I didn't know about that because we was busy doing it so crazy. Fred just did a so crazy video shoot, you know what I mean? Fat Joe came through, Corey Guns, it was crazy, like.
I saw that video online.
Like everybody, Joe, you know, Fred was on Green Lantern Monday, and Joe was up there, showed the love, and came through the video yesterday to show more love, like to show the Bronx is really united. We got the big dogs co-signing, everybody, big homie Sean Prez, you know what I mean? He's doing a damn thing, helping out with everything over here, block work with Dre and Zoe, you know what I mean? And October, we just moving over here heavy, man.
That's what's up. Hey, hi, Dev. You got some questions? You're kind of quiet over there. What's going on?
I've been quiet. I haven't got a word in, but I respect
you're real
that.
Quiet.
It's a lot of people showing you love. You must be doing your damn thing. But the question I have for you, I'm from the South. I'm from Austin, Texas. What is your mixtape having that's going to make me go out and cop it? Like, what can the people expect on this mixtape that you're working on now?
Just a variety of flow, like not just one style. You're going to hear different styles. You're going to hear different variety of beats. I'm actually, like, working on something right now as we speak that my homeboy Seb, the producer, made, that the beat is more or less, it's like a South beat, and it's just crazy. You know what I mean? It's a crazy joint. So I'm just really, like, working on all types of music, South music. I'm going to do them South joints. I'm going to do the joints for the ladies. I'm going to do the Get Sweat joints. I'm going to do the Thug joints. I'm just going to have a variety of flows, so, you know, you can't try to label me to one style.
See, that's what I like to hear from an artist. Just because you don't have to be in one lane. Like, get out there and do it all. Make sure you cover all the fans. Make sure you cover everybody what everybody wants to hear. That's what's up.
Yeah,
definitely. I wish I could hear. Like, I had a good. I got the speakers out. Y'all can hear the joints I've made. Cause I'm not gonna lie, it's crazy. Real crazy. I'm not even lying. I'm about to try to let y'all hear this at the beginning. This shit is crazy. Let this down south tight. Oh, tight to the ride. Y'all want to write still. Let me turn that off. I know my set. Let me get Seb will kill me.
Word, that's what's up, man.
I'm working, man. I'm here, man. I'm trying to get my spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I tried to get the joint uploaded, the joint you got with Fred the Godson, but I don't. So maybe you guys can send me some more music, and you know, on the next show we'll get a chance to play it. But
it looked like with Fred and Good. That's what you're talking about?
No, I have the Last Man Stand. No, I was trying to get the Last Man Standing, but it wouldn't upload for some reason. I don't know.
Okay.
The something was wrong with the file or something. I don't know. But
I got a new one called What It Looked Like with Fred and Good. That's crazy.
Okay.
Starting to buzz that off, pop that off. I think I sent you the email, but if you ain't get it, I'll send it again, definitely.
Yeah, most definitely. Send me that joint. So where can the people find you? And, you know, as far as your social networks, if any producers want to send you some beats, you know what I mean? So maybe you could give your contact.
Yeah, definitely. It's Lay 'em Down Records, LayemDownRecz Records with a Z at Gmail, you know what I mean, .com. And I got the Twitter, definitely on Twitter. Like, I'm on Twitter a lot, even when I'm working. I'm on Twitter, you know what I mean? So at Craze8730, that's the fastest way to catch me. Word up, I ain't gonna lie. You might get me faster there than you get me on the email.
I see we spelled your name wrong on the flyer. It's with a we spelled it with a Y, and it's supposed to be with an E, right?
Yeah, EA 730, yeah.
Oh, okay, EA. Okay. All right. So, but I don't have any
everything.
Oh, okay. Facebook? What's your Facebook?
It's Crazy 7 Trey. 7 Trey is spelled out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, I don't have any of your music, but I got Get 'em Fred. I don't know if you want to introduce that. I know he's part of the Blockwork family. We can go into that.
definitely. I could email you that right now, too.
Okay. All right. Well, so maybe you can introduce this joint. We can get into this, man. And we appreciate you calling in, man. Blockwork's in the building.
Know, man. Definitely. Blockwork, lay 'em down. We here. Fat Rap Magazine, Fat Radio. Y'all get it in crazy. I'm watching y'all, following y'all. You know what I mean? Y'all moving. I see the movement is crazy, and I'm glad y'all sticking with us. You know what I mean? I definitely ain't going to let nobody down. Y'all got my back, and I got y'all front. We moving together. You know what I mean?
Let's go.
Word up. This is that Get 'em Fred. Block work. Lay 'em down. We here. Fred the Godson. Chill.
In the club, so I'm good. Something about it. That nigga, I love gas. My last name is Slim Silence. Ron's big homie. They co-sign mines. You can act big, don't object. The shorty in shock, so I gave him my connects. I got all the bomb block. Like, I had shorty like. Then I step to a man like, what it be, bitch? Wiggling her nose like my name is V-Rich. Rich. Made the nigga spit on me and Tyler in the telly like Switch.
Nothing much. I was laughing because I couldn't get a word in, but it was just like, I liked that because everybody was showing him love, and like he must be really doing something good because there was a lot of questions going on and everything. So I was learning something new too. So it's all good.
yeah, most definitely, man. What stood out to me the most was his voice. It's kind of like, you know, crazy 7:30. you know. So what's going on with you, mommy? I see, Facebook. You putting all of this out there like that, you know.
Yeah.
What's going on with you and the fellas? What's up with that?
Oh goodness, I ain't even getting to that. That drama is on Stay Radio.
She doesn't want to talk on the radio.
Yeah, that drama should not be on Stay Radio. I need my own reality TV show here in Austin. But but ain't nothing much going on here. I'm not sure if you do you know Trey the Truth?
Trey the Truth, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He just made that hot single, Incredible, with Rick Ross and Lil Wayne featuring them on the song.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be here this weekend. That's something big for Austin right now. He's supposed to be being here and doing a concert. So I'll be there, and, like, he hasn't really done a lot of interviews, so I'm going to try to get an interview from him because it's, like, a big controversy going on with him and Houston radio stations. I'm not going to get into the politics, on that, because I really don't know what's going on, and I don't want to say anything and mess anything up, but it's like, I don't want to get into that, but he hasn't really did a lot of interviews, so I'm going to try to get an interview from him for Spay Radio and see how that goes, but he's going to be here, so I'll make sure he knows about Spay Radio. He probably already does know about it.
Yeah, he knows. I spoke to Trey when he was in New York, when he first released his album. He had a little private listening session, and he invited maybe about 15 people from the media, and we went to the record label, and we just sat there and we listened to his album, and he wanted to get our opinions of the album and everything, so we just talked to him and, you know, gave him our real opinions about the album and everything. So so he knows. He Trey knows me. What up Trey the Truth, man?
Well, all right, I'm going to try to get this interview so we can put it on state TV, because he really hasn't been doing a lot of interviews.
Okay. Your boy Drake album is just dropped yesterday. They said it's already number one on iTunes, and it's predicted to be selling somewhere around 500,000 the first week.
Damn. He's selling like the iPads.
Yeah, he's selling. He's guaranteed to go platinum within about, you know, 2-3 months. He should be platinum.
And I don't doubt it, because, you know, I'm going to go out and cop it. Even though on our radio station, that's all you hear is Young Money, Nicki Minaj, Drake. You hear it all day. But I'm going to go ahead and go cop that Drake.
Wow. But, you know, speaking of Crazy 730 and his voice, they sent me over a new joint from DMX. It's called Y'all Niggas Bounce. So let me play that joint, especially because he got the grimy voice too, man. We're going to get into that for a second.
All right.
Oh, shit. What the fuck? Are you serious? Hit the motherfucking floor, baby. Come on. Let's go. Talk, but I walk the walk. School Street, home of the brave. New York. Y'all make movies, but I make moves. I'm straight up. Y'all got something to prove. Y'all niggas duck, but I swing back. Y'all niggas run, but I bring back. Y'all niggas whisper. I can fuck it. I'ma just crack pain. I bang niggas that cross the line. Y'all niggas talk shit from way behind. Come on. I stand my ground, but y'all niggas don't. Shit, I go to jail, but y'all niggas won't. Y'all niggas walk around like you stand. Come on. Gangsta, so I'm holding up the wall. Can't get this shit up to the rest of y'all.
zones. I come through hard, taking down doors. I spit a minute 16 without a pause. Then let 16 go just because. You in it for the dough, I'm in it for life. You in jail beating your dick, I'm fucking your wife. I bring the drama, I bring the noise. Kidnap your mama, bring them to them boys. I make shit happen with one word. Take shit laughing, nigga, use a bird. I take niggas for acting they got. That's why I'm the dog and you not. I ain't a dancing nigga, I just move to the beat. Sit there and nod my head, but won't move my feet. Gangsta, so I'm holding up the wall. Yeah, get this shit up to the rest of y'all.
Yeah, that was DMX. Y'all bounce. What you think of that right there?
You know, I gotta show love to my Rough Riders.
Oh yeah. You a Rough Riders model. Yeah. Shout out to the
Rough Riders out there.
Yeah, most definitely. Did you hear that song before?
I heard a clip of it. I've never heard the whole like song.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I think. Yo, what up? 312. You Chicago still in the building?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yo, you guys, did you check out the DMX joint?
I was listening to it.
What'd you think of it?
In comparison to like vintage classic DMX, I wasn't really feeling it. You know, I'm more into the old DMX when he was going hard when he first came out. I really loved and admired how he would come lyrically, man. And it I don't know, it seems like he's been going through a lot of personal things in his life, and maybe that has affected, you know, how he gets down on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, 646.
Yo.
Yo, BX, you still in the building? Crazy?
What's popping?
What's going on?
This is real live VNT. I heard you had Crazy 730 up in the building. I'm the other half of the main event.
Oh, okay. All right, what's going on, mommy?
I'm chilling. I'm feeling the vibe. I mean, as far as the DMX song goes, I'm with your boy as far as like feeling the classic DMX. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
You know, everybody come back, you know, how they can. So I really don't know what made him bring that about. Maybe he's just trying to get attention. You feel what I'm saying? But I know that DMX is capable of going a lot deeper with his music. But as far as, like, the rawness and the track and him giving it up with the energy, I think it's really kind of the same DMX that we all used to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely. So what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Real Live ENT.
Real live? Okay, so you're performing with Crazy on the 24th is what you were saying?
Nah, this is mine's and K. Gorton event.
Oh, okay.
It's me and K. Gorton. It's Real Live VNT and K. Gorton. We presenting the main event. We got Crazy 730. We got Fred the Godson. We got Papers. We got Cortez. We got Sensei. We got Quest Fire, who happens to be one of my favorites. And we got Mr. Gat.
Oh, okay.
We got DJ Bedtime Spinning. We got DJ Pursue. We got Eve Laura hosting the event. We got a couple of people coming through. Spate coming through.
Most definitely.
Spate on the deck for that. I mean,
what happened?
For me, honestly, I think it's just a BX monumental event. Like, one thing that I was trying to tell people, like, yeah, it's June 24th. But we going to be in there after 12. You feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Which brings us to June 25th. And a year ago on June 25th, Michael Jackson passed away. One of the greatest entertainers ever. You know what I mean? So, like, it's real monumental as far as, like, bringing in the night with that and having everybody in the building for that. And it's an entertainment situation. So, you know, we just here to support all the artists.
Most definitely, man. And like I was saying before, like, a lot of people don't do that for the Bronx. Like, you don't really hear about a lot of events going on in the Bronx. And, like, we really need that. We really need a lot more of events like that.
Exactly. It's BX 2010 Summer Jam. You already know. Like, we really, for me, the most important part is, like, making the artist feel good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no disrespect to the other showcases out there, but, you know, there's a lot of showcases. They're charging people to get in their showcases. We're not charging.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We handpicked all the artists, and it's just about us honoring the acts that really put their work in, and they're really grinding to do what they need to do to take it to the next level. You know what I
yeah.
mean? So, I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate the fact that y'all coming through to show love and support for the Bronx, because the Bronx hasn't had the unity that we needed to have. And right now, I feel a lot of unity coming out of the X. So I think it's going to be a good situation. If not for anything else, it's a good networking situation.
Yeah, most definitely.
We have an all-star lineup. Like, these are people who put their work in and are recognized on a higher level than just being underground artists. So, you know, I think it's going to be a real good night. And I just want to give a shout-out to my partner, K. Gordon, because without him, you know, we wouldn't have made this happen.
That's what's up, man. Shout-out K. Gordon, man. And make sure y'all go out to everybody that's listening from New York, or even if, hey, you might be spending some time in New York on the 24th, make sure y'all go out to Coconuts. And y'all check this show out, man. It's going to be crazy. Crazy 730, Sensei, Fred the Godson. Who else is going to be there?
Papers, Cortez, Quest, and Mr. Gat. And don't forget, we got a lot of special guests coming through, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it's Summer Jam. You know, Summer Jam, they always bring out some surprises. We got Seth the producer coming through, do his thing. You know, for all those artists that's just going to be in the building, you might want to holler at him because he's really popping right now and making noise as far as his tracks are concerned. So he's going to be playing some of them. So, you know, so artists can grab some of that. It's going to be a lot of other people in the building. You know, Hood Life Movement is going to be aired. It's going to be streamed live on Hood Life Movement. You know what I mean? On iGrind. So it's a big situation that a lot of people need to take advantage of. It's not really just about me and K. Gordon. Me and K. Gordon, we just built a platform for people to stand on. And if everybody take the initiative to take advantage of the situation, a lot of good things can come out of it.
Most definitely, man. Maybe we can get some other people from who's going to be performing on the show next week, so they could, so we can play some of their music and stuff like that so the people can get to know them.
Let's try to make that happen.
Yeah.
Again, shout out to Kate Golden, shout out to Hood Life Movement, and shout out to everybody that's involved with the main event. You know, it's going to be at Coconuts, 1332 Blondale Avenue. You know, come out, show your love, show your support, and let's make it happen. It's going to be, you know, I mean, we have serious talent, but at the same time, it's going to be a serious networking situation. So everybody need to come out and, you know, show the BX some love.
Most definitely.
All right, shout out to you too, Spate. It's good talking to you. And I thank you for even, you know, mentioning the situation about the main event. And, you know, it's going to be a beautiful situation. I'm happy about it, and I can't wait to see it happen. It's going to be monumental.
Most definitely, man. I'm looking forward to it. And thanks for calling in.
All right. You have a blessed day.
All right. You too.
Later.
Daddy,
all right, y'all.
It's like going to be crazy.
Yeah. I know, right?
It's like, damn, I want to make it to New York now so I can witness that.
It's definitely going to be crazy. Most definitely. You saw the people that... that they rolling with Corey Guns and Fred the Godson, and he mentioned my son who just signed with Black Wall Street. Those are some crazy connections right there.
Yeah.
But yo, we got a new joint because I know the people want to hear new music. So got a new joint for Jay Cardam called Unstoppable. Let's get it.
Yo, circa 01, homeboy, he a vet. I'll make him have a deep regret like the keeler's neck. Word is, I make the old kids be upset. Cause I'm a student of the game, not a teacher's pet. Handsome homie, fam, don't know me. Would've brought New York back, but I left that for then. It's only damn hat. Show he one of the wildest. Fix this myself, wasn't done by stylist. If I paid a nigga, it ain't done with malice. It just means I'm bored, having fun with the cowards. Temper, temper, agenda.
Feel like ain't nobody winning but us. See me with young and something tinted, dipping, feeling the clutch. It's like it come out on the paper before my pen even touch. And when I wake up in the morning, my adrenaline rush. I feel my heart beat fast. I gotta chase that pace. You see the cost be paid. Better bring all she can. But if you don't, and the dumb niggas there try that tough shit. BC, shoot him in the head and he run up with the rap game whack now.
I'm learning about my worth in the game. Homie, I worked in the pain, and I've been earning all my personal gains. These little lames, they wanna hurt me with shame, so they dig in their own graves to shovel dirt on my name. But I came in professionally messing with dreams. I'm fucked with M and Nas, and then it was me. Shit, then we be whipping in the city, moving mad slow. I don't need a circle, cause the million got a backbone. My track's harder than trash, all of you cast off. And when we go in the war, y'all boys draft dodgers. The bathwater means your boo is here. You find a condom on your bed, it means she kept it as a souvenir. If you were hearing about the skirts I nail, you know that I could build Venice with they birth canals. I had your family in church with veils. Crucified me, I hurt the nails.
Just one more man, I'm on the road to the riches. I got my mind on.
New music from Rich Girl, featuring Fabulous.
Swagger opposite of left, money opposite of small. Being fly is a crime, then the cops will get a call. I can move through a room full of vultures night, and I still turn heads. Poker guy, rock a cold chain, neck full of Scotia ice. You young boys should listen to me like adult advice. I can help you get your swag elevated. My look is copywritten. You can
I'm
tell
I'm right here. Don't drop a line on me, on me. Did they play in my song? Better make a move on me, on me. Get your swag right now.
On the curl like me.
Get your swag right now.
On the curl like me.
I'm looking like the centerfold, so fly. Y'all didn't walk by, got to catch my eye. Had him on his tippy toes, won't lie.
Out right now, and shout out to Courtney.
Over Most definitely. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Say that again.
You good, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was getting ready to say we got over 20,000 downloads, and what, we've only been doing it for like 3 weeks or something, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's why I had to shout them out real quick.
Most definitely, man. 312, man, you got any shout-outs?
No, I just want to say I appreciate everybody, man, at Spat Radio, the whole Spat fam, man. You High Def, you guys really, y'all hold it down, and we really keeping our eyes on y'all and respecting y'all out here in Chicago, because what you guys do, it's professional, it's sterile, and y'all put out, like, excellent work all day, and I know it's just, you know what I'm saying, a moment away before y'all, like, really, really, like, blow up in the, around the whole world, you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. We appreciate that, man.
We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, man, most definitely. Shout out to Chicago, man. Everybody that's listening in Chicago and, you know, all over the U.S. and Texas, wherever you're listening from, it's all good, man. We appreciate every single person, most definitely. All right, so make sure y'all keep listening, spateradio.com. We're going to end it with Kanye West, Power, and we out of here, man. Next week, we're going to see if we can get some people, you know, some other performers that are performing on the 24th at Coconuts, see if we can get them on the show. Also, my boy Big Sean may be calling in, who, you know, he's signed to Kanye West. And we may have Scarface calling in. So, you know, we got a couple of surprises. We see, you never know who else is going to call in. But let's get into this Kanye West. And people, have a good one.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Scream from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need a theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tipping, I'm tipping off the power. The system broken, the school closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, motherfucker, we rollin', huh? Motherfucker, we rollin', with some light-skinned girls and some Kelly Rollin'. And it's white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cool world, I see you in the morning, huh? I see you in the morning. This is way too much, I need a moment. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off.
What's going on?
What's going on? I'm calling all late, man.
Yeah, we're about to shut down shop today right now.
Did y'all ask my man what he's looking for as music and stuff like that, man?
Well, yeah, he gave out his email, Crazy730, who called in. He gave out his email. What you can do is you can just shoot me an email, and I'll send you his information over. And you can you're a producer, right?
Yeah, man. Beat all day long, man. It's up to high def, man.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, hon?
I'm good.
But we'll get you to give you that information.
Okay, that's good. Sorry, most definitely. Late, man. Got it late.
Nah. It's all good, man. So you're going to get the Drake album?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
I heard
all
it
right, so man,
the internet, but I'm still getting it.
I'm going to see if I got something off of there. Let me see. Drake, let me see if I have something off of the new album. I think this is off the new album, One Man Show. We're going to get into this, but we out of here, man. But, yo, all thanks right. for calling in. Thanks for calling in, man.
Peace.
All right, this is Drake, One Man Show. Yeah.
Them Evil Empire guys going to get shot for playing this record.
Oh, yeah, Drake. Let me know if y'all ready for real, because I ain't going to do it to y'all ready. Look, I ain't never had a pin toe. Nope, I push me to act with the tip toe. Nosy niggas sticking in my window. Have a hard time looking. I'll tell you secondhand, it's a hard grind cooking. Cause my pop was in it. So deep, if the sub wanted in, these dealers would probably drop percentage. Instead, I drop bars like I'm 2 months sober. It's my time now, so them few months over.
Evil Empire, world premiere.
I found me a way to get that. I'm trying to get to the point that I can sit back. Took a lot of patience and action. I grind, so I'm anticipating relaxing. I'm thinking about replacing the Jackson. On top of the charts, I don't need brothers filling space in the back then. So from the kid with the suntan flow, the hottest ticket in town for this one man show.
I think you know as well as I know. Hip check for me, hey, where did I go? Women gotta understand that it's me I be until the motherfucking day that I die.
I think you know as well as I know. Hip check for me, hey, where did I go? Women gotta understand that it's me I be until the motherfucking day that I die. Easily make them admit to bounce back
right.
Without knowing exactly where my account's at
right.
Yeah, you best believe that I always set up the pads with the rest of the G's, so they don't like me.
Yeah.
They throw parties and yet they never invite me. I can't lie, sometimes it bothers me slightly. Either way, the true fans yell, I pick them, it's obvious, so who can't tell?
Oh.
They know.